It's so nice to see a good friend sitting across from me again, right after Diane Swank, who I never get to see. My next guest I happily get to see rather often because, frankly, I do business with him. He is the president and chief executive officer at DFCU Financial, and I thank Ryan Goldberg, our guest, and Jim Cowper, the chairman, for sponsoring these broadcasts. We really appreciate it. And by the way, thanks for sitting in for me and hosting the show. I hear you do a pretty good job. I'm always traveling, so I don't hear it.
Well, thank you, Paul, and I have a high standard to uphold. So trust me, I don't take the opportunity lightly. I've got to deliver, and I do my best. So
well,
thank you.
I think you're going to be filling in again soon before you know it. You have been expanding the footprint and services of DFCU Financial. It's been rather incredible. It's what caught my attention, frankly. What's driving that growth strategy, and where do you see the biggest opportunities right now?
So, Paul, the objective of the company is to ensure that we are taking our consumer banking platform, our wealth management platform, and our commercial banking segment to as many prospective members as we can. We believe that we have the offerings that are available to serve the vast majority of any of the retail opportunities that are out there, the small and medium-sized businesses, and for those that need investment advice, whether it's something as simple as a small investment for a new baby to plan for college, all the way up to inheritances, business liquidity events. The goal of our organization is to meet that opportunity head-on. And with that, we're also expanding into new markets. So we found that there's a number of locations that are underserved. We've opened three new branches in the past 6 months. One was out in Allen Park, one was in White Lake, and then our most recent new office in Bloomfield Hills. So it's really the objective of taking our very, very good team to the market, giving ourselves the opportunity to meet more needs of people that are looking for banking advice and options.
And the good news, too, is for Michiganders, those of us who might also go to Florida from time to time, you've expanded into Florida. In fact, you originally came from Florida, if I recall.
That's right. My early years in banking were in Florida. That's where I grew up. And to your point, we find that there's a great deal of connectivity between Michigan and Central and West Florida. And we've done three acquisitions in that market. So we have a Tampa Bay presence, an Orlando presence, and now one that you're familiar with, Paul, down in Naples and Fort Myers. So 20% of our company is now in the Florida market, and we're getting great reviews about how the Michigan members are able to use our franchise when they're moving, whether they have vacation plans, second home. So it's really been a nice connectivity to further serve the people that have built the company.
And if you want to know just how well they're doing and what a great job Ryan Goldberg is president and chief executive officer at DFCU Financial is doing, they were founded in 1950. That's not that long ago. As Ford Engineering Employees Federal Credit Union, with just 7 members and a cigar box holding $35. Today, DFCU Financial has grown into a $7 billion, and it's probably higher than since this was printed, $7 billion organization serving more than 240,000 of us as members. Myself and Kim are members.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And with the acquisition that we just made in Orlando, we're up to about $8 billion in assets. And it's more than just what's the size of the organization, but it's how we go to market. And we really are focused on meeting the needs of members, providing the financial guidance and advice that they need, matching those with appropriate services. And one of the hallmarks of the company is we have a revenue sharing component. So when the company is successful, we pay part of our profits back to the members that have contributed to our success. And we've been doing that for 20 years. And Paul, this year we just went over the $500 million mark of our profits distributed back to the membership, which is in a credit union. The financial cooperative model allows us to do that because we don't have shareholders. We're member owned.
If you didn't catch that, let me put it as simply as I can. There are several ways you get money back when you work with DFCU. And you can contact them and talk to them about the different ways. But you do pay money back, and I can't believe that amount you just said.
Yeah.
And the other thing I can't believe, and again, they're $8 billion now. They're big. Don't get me wrong. They're big. But you've kept that small feeling, which I like. I like, for example, when I dealt with the Kevin Morosky for a home equity loan, line of credit thing. When I mentioned to you that he was doing well, you gave me his whole history. Mm-hmm. You know your people. Mm-hmm. You know your employees.
Well, and that's the key is there's so much focus now, Paul, on technology. And we want to provide the means by which people can engage with the financial institution in the way that they want. And we strive to create a great digital experience for people. But it gets back to your point. It's really around people first. And whether they're millennials all the way through some of our elderly members, they really appreciate the face-to-face opportunities to meet with the teams. That's why we're investing in branches. We're investing in people. But that's really the distinguisher. The digital component is necessary. We invest there to allow for a seamless interaction with the company. But when there's something significant, whether it's a loan, whether it's a retirement planning, purchasing a home, people want to talk to people. And that's really the first and foremost thing that we put in place.
Well, because this isn't our expertise. This isn't what we do. And there's something extra special about sitting across from somebody who knows exactly what we need to do or what we should do or suggestions of different ways we can look at things. Financial wellness is a big topic. And DFCU Financial really plays a role helping members build long-term financial confidence.
Well, and to that point, we strive to have the most attractive products that are out there for people. But if we're not doing a good job of understanding and teaching people how should they use these products, we're falling short in our mission as a credit union. And we offer free financial wellness seminars covering topics such as budgeting and credit management and how do they plan for retirement, how do they protect themselves against fraud. And these virtual sessions are offered weekly, including even in some evening hours, so that this is accessible and convenient for members. And one of the things that we really focus on doing, Paul, is partnering with employers, schools, and community organizations so that we can bring this financial education directly into the communities we serve.
You know, you have differentiated yourself. You've talked about it, remaining relevant with the younger members. And looking ahead, what do you look at for what represents success for DFCU Financial? What's that look like over the next few years? What are you most focused on achieving, Ryan?
One of the things that we take a lot of pride in, Paul, is just the recognition that we get in the industry. So recently we were named one of America's best credit unions for 2026 by Newsweek. We've been recognized as the best and brightest company to work for in Michigan. Another employee accolade was received down in our Florida market. So we really want to get that third-party validation. But the most important thing is, are we helping members be successful? And are we running the company in such a way that our satisfaction scores are high and that we are able to achieve in a way that allows us to pay back to the members through product value and our robust cash dividend program that's directly tied to our success?
Forbes magazine's best credit unions in Michigan, a number of years. Newsweek America's best credit unions, a number of years. Obviously, what you're doing is working. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
And frankly, as a member of the credit union now, I thank you for doing the work you do. Ryan Goldberg, President and Chief Executive Officer at DFCU Financial. I ran into the chairman, Jim Cowper, at the Cards and Cigars. Matter of fact, we shared a cigar.
That's great.
It's harder and harder to find a place where you can share a cigar.
The world's getting more constraining.
It is. But we still have places, and we're going to find them. Ryan Goldberg, President, Chief Executive Officer, DFCU Financial. We continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at 1229.